John D. Graham and I have just pulled up in front of a suburban ranch home in Travis Heights.
This is it.
A place that he describes as a weird wonderland.
It's on Rebel Road, just off of Live Oak and Old Tor.
It's one of his favorite secret neighborhood spots.
Pecan tree and some boxwood shrubs and SUV in the driveway.
The secret is what's inside.
Okay, so then you walk through the front door into this lovely, quaint suburban home. Oh my God, it's not a suburban home at all. It's a studio. Quick, close the door before anyone finds out.
In what used to be the formal dining room of this nondescript home, there's a gigantic multi-channel soundboard and huge racks of machines with glowing lights. You can still imagine family pictures on the walls, but the space has been pretty much transformed. The old brick fireplace is now hidden by a wall of amps.
So over here, you've got just like stacks and stacks of compressors and preamps and crazy. Look at that. That's like something out of Frankenstein's lab. You're reanimating people with this stuff. And then my favorite thing of all, the 2-inch tape machine. And there's a sound it makes I want you to catch. That's the sound of excitement, isn't it?
Top Hat Recording is a studio that rarely advertises, but is always booked, with clients like Jimmy Vaughn and Major Lee Burks. This is where John D. carried out a year-long experiment that resulted in his most recent album, a loose, unvarnished collection that's way more eclectic than anything he's made before. Here's John Harvey, who runs the studio with co-owner Mary Podio.
I think the most important thing for recording a record versus, say, a dog food commercial or something, you want to foster as much creativity as possible, and so whatever we have to do to make the musicians comfortable is fair game.
I'll take a little shot of the golden hallelujah juice.
John D. obviously feels pretty comfortable here. He's made his way straight to the kitchen, where he grabs a cup of coffee and one of Mary's homemade chocolate chip cookies. About a year ago, Top Hat gave him a gift, 2 days a month to play around in the studio. Totally free, no strings attached, just because they liked working with him and wanted to give him time to play.
No expectations, no rules. We're just fooling around, you know? And it was kind of like uncorking the bottle, you know?
John D. would come in and try stuff without the pressure of a ticking clock or a big studio bill to pay. He'd write tunes and discard them. He'd play old ranchero music he used to listen to growing up on the border. Sometimes he'd just spend the entire afternoon sitting on the back porch.
Yes, several of those.
And slowly, month by month, an album came together, filled with mismatched gems and worthy of its eventual title, Garage Sale. One of the eeriest tracks on the album is this one. It recounts the disappearance of a young boy in Louisiana in the early 1900s.
They walked the woods. They were hunting pheasants.
To record it, he, John, and Mary dragged an old piano into the backyard so they could capture the sound of birdsong and children playing nearby.
They called his name.
It's hard to imagine this album being made anywhere but Top Hat Recording, with its comfy couches and Formica countertops and its appreciation for the twists and turns of John D's creative process. The piano may be a little out of tune, but so what? It might be a little rough at the edges, but at the same time, it's perfect. Homemade.
The gators to the